Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you here in Colorado Springs. And we're always so pleased to talk to the fine people at the Fine Arts Center. And right now on the KRDO Newsline, we are so pleased to have with us Sarah Hodge, Head of Collections. First of all, I'd like to welcome you to the show, Sarah.
Thanks so much, Shannon. It's such a pleasure to be here.
And we also are pleased to have with us Savannah Pennell. And Savannah, can you describe your title, please?
Yes. Hi. I am the Assistant Curator of Collections at the Fine Arts Center.
Welcome, Savannah. And Savannah's going to be talking about the upcoming exhibition of Mijante, Manifestations of Community in the Southwest. And that is opening this Saturday, September 2nd. And Sarah, of course, is going to talk to us about the museum and its newly opened permanent exhibition called Agents of Care, a Collection of Transparency Project. It sounds very interesting. We'll get to Sarah in just a moment. But Savannah, let's start with you. What was the inspiration behind this exhibition?
Yeah, so as Assistant Curator of Collections at the Fine Arts Center, I spend a lot of my time researching the works that are stewarded by the museum. And while I was doing this research, and particularly looking at works in the collection by Mexican-American, Chicanx, Chicano artists, something that I really noticed is this through line of community and how all of these different artists express community in different ways.
And what is a collections-based exhibition?
So this exhibition is almost entirely made of works that are within the collection of the museum. So we're not borrowing things from other institutions. These are all things that the museum has held within its collection for some of these things since the museum started. And a lot of these objects have not been on view to the public for many, many years.
It's kind of the concept of shop your closet, right? When people say, you know, you have things within your own closet that maybe you've forgotten about or maybe aren't getting as much use of and not getting as much exposure. That's what you're doing here, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah. The two exceptions are we do have an installation that was created by Denver-based artist Sylvia Montero, and she created a beautiful installation that is referencing some of the works in the exhibition. But then also, very excitingly, we are actually bringing in a full-size, real lowrider car into the museum to be a part of the exhibition.
I got it. Okay. Well, how is the concept of community explored in, and is it Mijante? Mijante, I think I mispronounced that at the beginning.
Yeah, it's Mijante.
And not even close.
Spanish,
okay.
That's okay. In Spanish, Mijante means my people, and it's used in slang very commonly to refer to your community, your people. And so in this exhibition, all these different artists are looking at community in different ways. So for some of them, they come from families of artisans where they learned their craft and their tradition that goes back several generations, or some of them, they live in communities in New Mexico where just many artists live. They work together or simultaneously. And then for some of these artists, they're responding to the community that's around them. So some of them, our Denver-based artists, a lot of their work touches on things like the Chicano movement that happened in Denver and is responsive to what are the things that are the main iconographies of those peoples, things like lowriders, things like the zoot suit, or calavera, sugar skulls that come from Mexico, that kind of thing.
How, Savannah, is this exhibition relevant for Colorado Springs?
So I think that this is very relevant for Colorado Springs, especially for our Chicanx communities here. A lot of this work, like I said, since it's from the museum's collection, a lot of it comes from Denver, Southern Colorado, Northern New Mexico communities that have been very well established since pretty much this place existed with Chicanx communities. And I'm really excited as a member of the Chicanx community to be able to create this space within the museum where people can come and feel seen and just feel comfortable and feel like this is a space that's for them.
You mentioned the lowrider. What's the significance of that?
Yeah, so the lowriders are, like I mentioned, they're referenced in a lot of the works that are in this exhibition, in prints and photography. And what I found really interesting about including things with lowriders is how lowriders historically, like, they've been associated with, like, the Mexican-American community, but also Black communities. And historically, they have actually been criminalized. Like, if your car was so low to the ground, like, that would be a reason to get pulled over and could be used for something like racial profiling. But even with that, people have still continued to have their cars be low to the ground, I believe, as, like, an act of resistance or, like, an assertion of your community. And low riding is still something that's very significant to Colorado Springs. Specifically, we just had that really big lowrider show at the Broadmoor World Arena just like a couple weeks ago. And so because of knowing how important that is still to our community, that's why I really want to actually bring in a car from the greater Colorado community to be in the museum.
It's really an act of connection, right? Connecting to your community in a variety of ways, whether it's art or, as some might say, automotive art.
Right, yeah, I think that's something that's really exciting about this exhibition is that there's so many different entry points, and I think something that's going to be very accessible across ages, across cultures, something that'll be really inviting to a lot of people.
Okay, we need to take a short break here. Savannah and Sarah are our guests. They are two of the staff members from the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center Museum. When we come back, we'll be talking more to Savannah about Mi Gente, Manifestations of Community in the Southwest, opening this upcoming Saturday. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in moments. Welcome to The Extra. And again, today we are talking to two of the fine people from Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center Museum. Savannah Pennell has been talking to us about the upcoming exhibition called Mi Gente, Manifestations of Community in the Southwest, that is opening this Saturday. She's the assistant curator of collections. And Savannah, which is one of the works in the show that you would like people to know about specifically?
You know, there's so many incredible works in the show, but I'd love to talk about a painting by the artist Carlos Fresquez. He is a Denver-based artist. He grew up during the Chicano movement in the 70s, and he was very influenced by that, but he also grew up during the punk movement, and he has ties, like historical ancestral ties, to New Mexico. And so all of those things really come together in this incredible piece titled The Obsidian Rompla Series, number 7, where he's really like starting to unpack, like, what does it mean to be Chicano? What does it mean to be Chicanx? And how that identity can be multi-layered in different ways. So he uses pre-Columbian imagery from Mexico, the indigenous ancestry from Mexico, as well as things like spray paint, like directly tying to like that punk scene that he grew up in. And we have this really incredible series of objects in conversation with Carlos's painting. We have objects from the museum's pre-Columbian collection, so ancient objects from Mexico next to his painting, as well as paintings that were by his fifth great uncle, who was a traditional painter of saints in New Mexico, as well as then other ceremonial objects that are from our Mexican folk art collection. So it's this really beautiful moment that kind of shows like full circle, like what it means to be in touch with your ancestry, but then to also create new symbols, new connections to like the future, you know, like what does it mean to have this indigenous iconography that's painted with spray paint, you know, like it's this new path forward for Carlos of like, what does it mean to be Chicanx?
And so when you're talking about this, it sounds like in many ways this is directed at people who are very in touch with that heritage. But there are plenty of people, myself among them, who are Chicana, but yet because of family dynamics, it really became much more assimilated, somewhat out of touch with that heritage. Will this bring us back in touch, do you think, with that heritage?
I think that's definitely a possibility. You know, something that was really important to me in this exhibition is to like highlight the fact that not all Chicanx people are the same. Like, some people grew up speaking Spanish, some people didn't. Some people feel like they are outsiders from the larger community because of things like language barriers or where they grew up. But ultimately, we are all part of the same community. So how, like, I think it's really a space to think about how can we uplift ourselves as individuals and see like the unique things that make us and who we are and how we identify, while also being connected to this broader culture that's so beautiful and rich with so much to dive into.
You mentioned in our previous segment about that installation by artist Sylvia Montero. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Sylvia Montero, she, like I said, is a Denver-based artist, and it was really important to me to try to find a woman identifying Chicanx indigenous artists to include in this exhibition, because that is a spot that is actually kind of lacking in our collection, is works by women identifying Chicanx artists. And Sylvia, she also grew up during the Chicana movement in Denver, and something that she's really interested in is looking at like the connections to indigeneity across North America, and specifically like what it means to like know like that you are indigenous, to have those connections, but maybe not be like recognized as being part of like a federally recognized tribe, but you still have those connections, and how do you like hold those things together? So Sylvia, we created these incredibly beautiful, like large prints of these collages that she's made. And she's also hand selected objects from the museum's collection to be in conversation with her work. So it's a really beautiful, like culmination of different cultures and identities coming together within her installation.
The exhibition we have mentioned is starting and opening this upcoming Saturday, September 2nd. What events are planned in conjunction with it?
Yes. So this Friday on September 1st, we're having a soft opening as part of our First Friday celebration that we have every first Friday of the month at the Fine Arts Center, where we'll be having a mariachi band performing, and a few lowriders are actually going to be parked in front of the museum. But the really big, exciting celebration is going to be this Saturday, September 2nd. It is going to be completely free, open to the public. Museum admission is also free. And we are shutting down the entire parking lot to have a lowrider show. We'll have 10 lowriders, people with lowriders out there showing their cars. There's going to be live music performances. Food trucks will be out there. There'll be art activities for the whole family, a bounce house, and it's going to be from 12 to 4 p.m. that day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. And so that's the opening celebration this Saturday, September 2nd. I understand there's also something coming up on September 9th. Tell us about that.
Yes. So on September 9th, we are incredibly lucky. We're actually doing a collaboration across the museum and the theater at the Fine Arts Center, where we are inviting Su Teatro, which is a Chicano theater company based in Denver, to come down and to do a performance at the Fine Arts Center, as well as to do a panel discussion with that artist I mentioned earlier, Carlos Fresquez. He's not only like a painter in terms of like paintings that you'd see in a museum, but he also does paintings for set designs. And so he's worked with Su Teatro, this theater company, and they're going to come down, do a performance, and then talk about their like history of doing Chicano theater in Denver.
Interesting. And as you said, there are some free exhibit times, and one would be that Saturday, September 2nd. Are there any other free art times that people can show up? Because this is the kind of exhibit, if you have families out there, this would be a great thing to expose them to.
Yes, so that September 9th is also going to be a free day all day at the museum, and that evening event with the theater group is also going to be free too. And this first Friday is also free in the evening.
All right. Well, it sounds fantastic. Savannah, thank you so much for bringing us all the details. Stick around because I'm going to be touching back with you at the end of the show, just reminding people of this great exhibition that's set to open this Saturday. We need to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll be speaking to Sarah Hodge, who's head of collections at the Fine Arts Center Museum. And we're going to talk about a new dedicated gallery space and what it contains. So you'll want to stick around for that. If you would like to find out more about what we're talking about, you can also go to their website, fac.coloradocollege.edu. Again, fac.coloradocollege.edu. We're back after these messages, plus your news and weather. Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And the story of the day that we're talking about is Mijante, Manifestations of Community in the Southwest, a new exhibition that's opening this upcoming Saturday at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center Museum. And we're also talking, though, about what the Fine Arts Center Museum space encompasses and what it's all about. And now Sarah Hodge joins us on the KRDO Newsline to talk about that. And Sarah, I understand FAC recently dedicated some gallery space to a new project. Tell us about Agents of Care, a collections transparency project.
Yeah, thanks so much, Shannon. So the museum cares for over 17,000 works showcasing the rich history and vibrant contemporary cultures of the Southwest and the Americas. We hold these collections in the public trust for the benefit of communities past, present, and future. Ordinarily, the care and stewardship of our collections happens behind the scenes without any public input or even awareness. But Agents of Care really seeks to completely re-envision what that collections care can be. We hope to engage our communities in dialogue surrounding this practice, inviting them to collaborate with us in the future of our collection stewardship. To achieve this goal, the Fine Arts Center took 1,500 square feet of gallery space, which is quite a bit, and transformed it into a permanent and public collections workspace. Visitors are invited to explore the displays that interpret and explain collections care and research, while museum staff actively work in the gallery on various collections projects. We encourage our visitors to come up to us and ask us about what we're working on. Collections teams usually work in the basements and never really get to engage with the public, mm-hmm. so this can lead to our work becoming really siloed and lacking the perspective of these communities that we serve. So this new direct engagement with the public will introduce fresh perspectives that we believe will only strengthen our work and care of our collections.
Right. I guess the entire museum experience of going to see, especially, two-dimensional works or even some sculpture, has really rooted in practices from centuries ago. When you think about it, great robber barons bringing over the collections and establishing, the Met and such. And that became our museum experience. So it's really interesting that you've decided to, maybe show how the sausage is made, a popular analogy, huh?
Exactly. I love the analogy of the behind the curtains from The Wizard of Oz as well. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. What are some of the projects that you anticipate doing in the space?
Yeah. So on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 1 to 3, collection staff will keep regular office hours in the space as we work on an ever-revolving slate of collections projects. These could include object research and documentation in our museum database, object photography, the construction of custom storage enclosures, cleaning and preventative maintenance, and so on. And while we have planned some projects strategically, others will just pop up to support the collection's needs. Additionally, we've organized the gallery to follow different themes in collections care throughout the year. So the first theme is the lives of objects, with our opening exhibition featuring A Portrait of Miss Elsie Palmer by John Singer Sargent. And we hope to encourage our visitors to consider the fascinating lives these objects lead beyond the museum, from the maker's act of creation all the way through their journey to our care and everything that's happened since, including conservation treatments and loans around the world. So Elsie's portrait, for example, is very well-traveled and well-loved. And so we have an interactive tablet in the gallery that invites visitors to follow in Elsie's shoes and explore all the institutions her portrait has traveled to over the last century. And she's about to head out again to the MFA Boston in mid-September. and then on to the Tate in London. So after she leaves us, the gallery will showcase another piece about the travel, Dark Iris No. 1 by George O'Keefe. And then in October, the space will feature selections from our Southwest Textiles collections. Mm-hmm. During these displays, the projects we work on will complement the theme. So for the next 2 months, visitors will be able to see us cataloging flat works of art, so two-dimensional art. And then in October, they'll get a glimpse at how we clean and store textiles.
Interesting. Okay, so is there any work that the Museum Collections Department will be doing that can't occur in this space?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So ethical collections care is really complex and multifaceted. Not only do we have to think about the object in its current state and how we can stabilize it and prevent future deterioration, but it's also our privilege to collaborate and co-create with descendant communities and communities whose cultures are represented in the collection. These communities often provide guidance on how we handle and store these objects. Sometimes the guidance is that the objects should stay out of the public spaces. Sometimes they're considered living embodiments of ancestors and should be treated as such and even spoken to on occasion. Other times objects were used for spiritual or ceremonial purposes and are considered private and sacred and not to be shared with outsiders to that culture, especially not in context beyond their original purpose. These culturally sensitive objects, as we often call them, shouldn't enter the public sphere without the consent and approval of those stakeholder communities. Similarly, our NAGPRA repatriation efforts of Indigenous works are complex, and to show them off in an insensitive way would cheapen and undermine our good faith intention to repair past harmful museum practice.
Hmm. What about work beyond collection care? Will this new gallery support any of that?
Yeah, we're super excited to see how this gallery can evolve and change over time. Although the space is designed to support that collections care we've been talking about, that care takes on many forms as it stretches across every department of the museum. So we anticipate the curatorial team and exhibitions teams also working in the space from time to time as their projects and needs evolve. Visitors may see the fascinating work that goes into making these exhibitions a reality, from display mount making to framing and unframing flat works of art and so much more.
You know, I think, I don't know about you, but a lot of people, including myself, have gone through museums and thought, you know, this would be a fascinating place to work. You know, I love the art, I love the history. Will you have any special events or programs that can kind of appeal to those inner museum curators in all of us that might be something that the community can participate in?
Definitely. So we have a series of pop-up programs and hands-on workshops scheduled for this fall, and we anticipate continuing to organize these regularly in concert with those themes of the gallery that I talked about and the needs of the collection. So September 7th, we're hosting a morning chat about mural care and conservation from 10 to 12. Artist Emmanuel Martinez will speak about the collaborative community restoration currently underway of Arte Mestiza, which is the giant mural painted on the concrete wall in the Fine Arts Center's parking lot. Mm-hmm. And then visitors will also be invited to observe conservators from the Western Center for the Conservation of Fine Arts as they repair Frank Michaud's Wild Horses, which is the fresco on display in our courtyard. Then on September 13th, so the following week, collection staff will invite the public to join us as we provide care for our outdoor bronze sculptures, so visitors can engage with us as we clean, wax, and buff each piece. From 10 to 12, we'll be speaking about the process and providing demonstrations, which involves a blowtorch, so it's always fun for families. But then the work will take most of the day, so people are welcome to pop by at any point. Other fun upcoming projects this fall include a program on creepy crawly collections around Halloween, and in November, we anticipate doing a program called Agents of Deterioration, where we explore the different forces of deterioration we constantly battle against when caring for the collection. As a species, we humans are collectors, whether you keep fine china, books, postcards, or family photo albums. So we hope programs like this give back to our community as we share our expertise to benefit them and their own collecting.
Okay. And that one event where you talked about the buffing and the blowtorch, is the public invited to help buff?
No.
That's for the specialists only.
Get up close and see it. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we have much more to talk to you about, Sarah, so stick around. We have to take another break here for our commercial advertisers. The Extra on KRDO News Radio continues after this. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We've been so honored to speak this morning to Sarah Hodge, Head of Collections, and Savannah Pennell, Assistant Curator of Collections at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. And joining us, as she did in our previous segment, Sarah Hodge now talking about the new dedicated gallery space, Agents of Care, a Collections Transparency Project. That's what they're putting in this new gallery. And Sarah, are there any specific pieces or artists that you're really thrilled to be showcasing in this new gallery for audiences who may be unfamiliar with them?
Sure. Personally, I'm just excited to showcase anything that's going to get people talking and engaged in this. But I know a couple of our staff are huge Salvador Dali fans, and we have several of his works we'll be unframing in November and December, and I'm sure the public would be super interested to be a part of that. Unframing can often lead to incredible discoveries, from unique backing paper to hidden inscriptions and art on the backs of works.
And so this would be where they're taken off the canvas stretchers, the wood beams that kind of stretch the canvas, right? And then you put them on new stretchers. Is that how it works?
Well, so sometimes we just remove works from the frames for storage. Sometimes they're more safely stored out of the frames, and it allows us to store them flat in cabinets that help protect them from lighting and dust and that kind of stuff.
I see. Now, we know that the Fine Arts Center is part of Colorado College, but how will this specific space support student work and faculty work across the campus?
Yeah, so faculty will be able to teach in the space using the museum's physical collections to enhance their students' learning and engagement. We have a wide range of furniture that can move in and out of the gallery to support learners' needs, including a variety of work tables and whiteboards. There's also a projector and microphone setup. And the coolest thing is that a lot of our cabinets have glass fronts, and so even outside of class time, students can come back and continue to observe these works and engage with them and reflect on them. And I'll add that the space is brand new, so we're taking it slowly, but we foresee this work expanding beyond supporting our campus colleagues. Other learners of all ages can benefit from the gallery and the work we'll be doing there, and we're keenly aware that the museum in return can benefit from their involvement and their diverse perspectives. So while we always want to make sure we maintain our support for our Colorado College colleagues, we'll also be looking forward to this gallery evolving and growing in its intent and impact as time goes on.
Any classes already scheduled there?
Yeah, actually, in the coming weeks, next week actually, we're really excited to host a class from the Southwest Studies Department called Power, Place, and the Southwest Borderlands. So they'll be working with pieces from the collection to create object biographies as they explore processes of racialization and power dynamics in the mid to late 19th century Southwest. And if you visit the gallery now and in the coming weeks, most of the works on display right now have been pulled out to support that specific coursework.
Well, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't discuss how the art world has really worked intently to diversify, to bring about equity and access and to be inclusive. So how will this new specific dedicated gallery space contribute to that effort?
Yeah, that's such an excellent question. Thank you. There's such a barrier to access when it comes to museum collections and the communities we serve. So often people never even get to glimpse the kind of work we do, let alone see how and where we store these collections. Maybe a well-to-do author or historian with the time and resources might come for a research visit, but the average person is largely excluded, which we feel really misses the mark of what collections practice can be. So in Agents of Care, we've included life-size, blown-up photographs of the collection storage spaces so visitors can get a feel for what it's like to be in our collections areas. The entire goal is to demystify museum practice and tear down those barriers for access. So regardless of your age or socioeconomic background, in Agents of Care, you're invited to be an active participant in our collection stewardship.
I really wish this had opened earlier in the summer, because I could imagine a lot of parents would have sought this out as a way to really expose their kids. But, you know, you can still do it as kids are in school, maybe just only on the weekends there. So what's the best way for people to learn more about Agents of Care and the future events and programs that are planned?
Yeah, so I mean, the best way is to become a member. For a very modest amount, you can purchase an annual museum membership that'll get you free admission to all our museum exhibitions. It'll also get you invitations to member-only programming, including exhibition previews, tours, special events and workshops, discounts on theater programs and art classes, and discounts or free admission to about 65 other college museums across the country. But most significantly, it gets you looped into all our communications regarding our events and programs. But if a membership is just beyond your means right now. I totally empathize. Inflation's hit us all hard. So you can follow us on social media or just check out our events calendar on our website. Or better yet, come by and chat with us. Like I said, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 1 to 3, staff will be in the gallery working and would be so delighted to speak with you and answer any questions.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, if you want to find out more about some of this programming that we've been talking about, you can visit their website, fac.coloradocollege.edu. Sarah and Savannah, thank you so much. In our last minutes here, I'd like to offer you both, and we'll start with Savannah, a chance to maybe give our listeners like your 30-second boiled down takeaway from what you want this conversation to mean to our listeners. Savannah, you go first.
Yeah. So I would love people to know that Mi Gente, Manifestations of Community of the Southwest, is going to be a really incredible exhibition to come and learn about Chicanx community, and that this Saturday, September 2nd, we are having an incredible event from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the museum that's going to be entirely free and super fun for the whole family.
With food trucks and low riders to admire and enjoy, right?
Yep. And performances, bounce houses, art activities, a lot of stuff.
All right. Well, Savannah, thank you so much. And Sarah, why don't you chime in? What would you like the listeners to take away from this hour of conversation?
Yeah, just that as a museum, we hold our collections for our community, not for ourselves, but for our community. So we feel it's only natural to invite our community to be part of the conversation and how we care for those collections. And so we hope that you'll swing by, check out some of our pop-up programs, just stop in the gallery and check out what we're working on, and just be a part of that dialogue with us.
I don't spend enough time going to view things like museum space. And I think a lot of people out there are probably saying, I feel the same way. So this is definitely something lighting the fire under all of us to maybe get out there and explore more of this wonderful asset, this wonderful treasure that we have right in Colorado Springs, the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. Thank you so much to both of our guests, Sarah Hodge and Savannah Pennell, for joining us on this Hour of the Extra.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And you, our listeners, have been enjoying an hour of conversation here on KRDO News Radio. We have Tom Martino up after the break. We'll talk to you again tomorrow here on The Extra.